got back on your chair. Doing better now.
I never fell off my chair. I dropped a pin and it startled Logan.
People don't know that.
All right. I mean,
you weren't
I
on camera
fine.
During it.
I looked
There's
fine.
No proof. There's no proof. But speaking of proof, I did want to go through the percentage points that President Trump scored yesterday. You would not have thought it would have been as high as it was. And we got to go through the sources and what they are. And then I want to hear what President Trump had to say about what's going on in Afghanistan. Because as you know, that's been an issue. It's been very important to me. We did a whole documentary series featuring a lot of names that you now are familiar with. Mike Waltz, Tulsi Gabbard. A lot of them were on there. You can find that still on our YouTube channel. It was called Revenge of the Taliban. That moment, even our movie Jingle Smells, which is our fun Christmas family Christmas movie, it really touched on soldiers having to deal with the fallout of the Afghanistan failed withdrawal. And I know that's a pretty heavy topic for that, but that's what that movie really, at the heart of it, what it was about. So I encourage you to watch that as well. It's available on a lot of platforms. Christmas movie, but you can watch it now. No one's going to stop you. Let's go through the percentages, though, and then we'll go into Afghanistan.
Right. I mentioned earlier that the top line numbers about CNN having 69% of those polls had a positive view of the speech and 31% had a negative view. But CBS, the home of Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, the antagonist that said, Nazi Germany and the Holocaust happened because of free speech, their poll of their viewers, 76% approved of the speech and 23% disapproved. But what I find more fascinating is some of the numbers that are underneath that not just the top line, because the speech made 68% of people watching feel hopeful. The left always wants to talk about how divisive and dark and gloom and doom that President Trump is because it doesn't fit their narrative. But 68% of those watching felt hopeful by the speech. 54% felt proud. Only 16% of their viewers felt angry by the speech.
And they were all on my Facebook feed last night.
But there's a couple more that I want to throw out here because they also talk about him. You know, he's a clown. He's not presidential. Of the American people watching on CBS, 74% said he was presidential. 71% said he was inspiring. And 62% said he was unifying.
Yeah, those are usually not the terms you hear for President Trump. You mentioned clown. We hear that one.
Yeah.
And speaking of clowns, while you're at it, we haven't done this in a while. Send those clowns. Let's do it. We also want to, though, move to the serious topic, because I think where President Trump in 2020, I think, actually had a few stumbles in his campaign was to not focus on really his fight against terrorism and wiping out ISIS. He didn't talk about that enough. He didn't talk about the fact that we had peace in the Middle East for the first time in pretty much our lifetime, that we had the Abraham Accords that finally started to open up countries like Saudi Arabia and Israel and having these real relations between countries in the Middle East. But now in this speech, he was able to address a brand new sort of breaking news item, which was finally, after what, 3.5 years since what, was it 2021? Was the Afghanistan withdrawal that we all remember? We can all play that back in our heads. You like to black it out, but it all happened. Remember, you can remember all the people grabbing on to the planes as they were flying away. You can remember the Americans that were attacked because we decided to just abandon everything and head home and cause chaos, and now the rights of children, the rights of women have changed aggressively in Taliban-run Afghanistan. President Trump at least did not give up on them. And I'll be honest, I didn't know this was going to come up. I didn't think that topic would come up at all last night. But here you go, Will. We have a bite from President Trump about sort of the breaking news item that came out of this.
That's right. This is Bite 22. Let's go ahead and roll it.
3.5 years ago, ISIS terrorists killed 13 American service members and countless others in the Abbey Gate bombing during the disastrous and incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan. Not that they were withdrawing, it was the way they withdrew. Perhaps the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. Tonight I am pleased to announce that we have just apprehended the top terrorist responsible for that atrocity, and he is right now on his way here to face the swift sword of American justice.
So there you go. That is an incredible moment from President Trump. And we have pictures, actually, right, of that team. Do we have that picture? No. Can we get it pulled up in the next few minutes? Because you saw some familiar faces that were on there to make sure this got taken care of. We do have a lot of phone calls coming in. I think we should go ahead and try to take some of those. Some of these are on the life situation. Some of these are on President Trump. Let's go ahead and start with some of the ones that have been on hold for a while. Actually, let's start with Cyrus, who's in North Carolina. Cyrus is watching on the Salem News Channel, which we are live on from 12 to 1 p.m. You can Eastern time. You can work your way back from there. But we're on Salem News Channel. It's a free channel. It's available on their website. But it's also available on Pluto and Samsung Plus and a lot of others. We're seeing a lot of great new people coming from the Salem News Channel. But Cyrus, you're on the air.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say thank you for what the good job you guys do and bringing forth what you bring each and every day that I thoroughly enjoy and learn from.
Thank you, Cyrus.
And appreciate you guys so much. You're a professional group of guys, and we really love you out here.
Wow. I'm going to clip that, as they say. Clip that, and I can. Whenever I wake up in a bad mood, I'm just going to play that, Cyrus. So thank you, though.
You're most welcome. Sir, the reason I'm calling, I'm a two-time honorably discharged Navy veteran.
Thank you so much.
I'm 75. I'll be 76 come April. I tell people jokingly I didn't get to be 75 by being a blooming idiot, but they seem to think that we are at our age. But anyway, the thing that I wanted to comment on last night with President Trump was a very uplifting, very positive, non-negative, and showed the benefit of being an American and brought about what we should be doing to help our country. And it was so impressive. But to see the Democrats, which I was one for many years, and my family too, I changed to become a conservative out of things I saw happening. And I now see the benefit of being a conservative individual, and I appreciate the uplift that was given. And
Cyrus,
I don't understand.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I don't understand the Democrats being so negative.
Yeah.
They weren't always negative, but they are the most negative, backbiting, hateful people I've ever seen.
Cyrus, we played that clip earlier from Nicole Wallace where she essentially said, I hope that small child with brain cancer in the audience doesn't end up becoming a police officer that feels like he has to take his own life because he goes through these things that you're right. It's disturbing. It's hateful. But what we've seen, Will, in those numbers, that a lot of people agree with Cyrus, that it was a hope-filled speech. And this isn't me giving you some Republican talking point, some White House approved talking point. You know, as they say, as Scott Steiner once said, the numbers don't lie.
Right. And when you look at even people that aren't necessarily fans of President Trump, like Meghan McCain, I may get some hate in the chat for bringing this up, but she's at least going to speak the truth.
Her and Tulsi Gabbard.
And she said, not just because I'm a Republican, but I truly don't know how Democrats can compete with any of this. I wouldn't even know where to begin on how they compete with this. And it also showed you, though, that they didn't know how to compete with it because they thought what was going to be best is walkouts, disruption, yelling and doing things. I saw the clip of when Joe Wilson said, "You lie," to President Obama. Nancy Pelosi's jaw dropped in probably the most real moment she's ever had of shock. And that was absurd that a Republican would interrupt the president during the State of the Union. But last night they had to remove a member of Congress from the gallery
because of it. We texted about this. It was a pretty stress-induced moment when sort of chaos started breaking out. It's not what I want to see right now. After multiple Trump assassination attempts, after the chaos, like after January 6th, even you could say that. I'm okay with saying that. I don't want to see this kind of chaos anymore. I'm over it. Enough with it. Do your job. That's all we want. I don't need the grandstanding. I don't need that you're going to have your TV moment. I want you to go there, and as President Trump said, bring the cost of eggs down. Do the job that we gave you. Even the Democrats. If the people voted for you, do the job. And the job is not just to make a scene. I'm going to hear from you in the next segment. We got a lot of calls coming up. We have one line open at 1-800-684-3110. But sometimes you do got to be loud, and we got to take things to the streets, and we're doing that right now with our campaign, Choice Begins Here. But you know what? We're not doing it out of anger. We're doing it out of love. We're not doing it out of shame. We're doing it out of love and hope, and the hope for life to continue. So I'm encouraging you right now. Your donations are double during our Life and Liberty Drive. We get to do these a few times a year, and this is one of those important times. This $500,000 multimedia ad campaign in Massachusetts is just the beginning. We've got to compete with millions of dollars from the state and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's going to be hard to fight back, but we're already seeing results. We are seeing the potential of hundreds of children already saved. We can see the numbers, how many people are going to this website. And this website doesn't say, if you're a conservative, go to this website. If you don't want an abortion, go to this website. No, it says, choice begins here, true choice. Because we know when they walk into a pregnancy resource center, they're actually giving real choices. It's not kill your child or don't, or get out of here. They're given the options for adoption. They're showing how they can support you, how they can get food, how they can get clothes, all of those things. And they don't have the budget to spend on this kind of ad campaign. So we're doing it for them. ACLJ.org. Be a part of it today. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.